September 9th versus Harrisburg, September 16th versus Orlando City, and September 23rd versus FC Cincinnati. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Have you had a bad day, a stressful week? I may have the solution. This is Steve Light, host of the Retire Worry Free Show, heard tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Let's work together and try to turn every day into a Saturday. Let's get you retired. See you tomorrow on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
This is the kind of day when you just want to call in sick and spend it outdoors. Just absolutely magnificent weather. Which I will tell those of you who are visiting our town for the first time, this is fairly typical of a summer day in St. Louis. Low humidity, beautiful blue skies, crisp, clean, right?
Especially in August.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to feel bad, Paul.
See, I made it in.
Now
I'm starting to feel bad.
I'm shocked you did. welcome to the show. I'm Paul Harris. That's Dan Strauss. That's Tim Weiland. That's Max Foisy. And here we go, rolling into your weekend. This is how you know your weekend has begun, when we crack these microphones and start having some fun.
Do you know when you're looking for your keys and you can't find your keys,
mm-hmm.
and you spend a long time looking for your keys,
mm-hmm.
and maybe you ask, I don't know, a coworker or a neighbor, depending on where you are, have you seen my keys? And then somebody comes walking into the room dangling your keys and says, oh, I have your keys the whole time.
Yeah.
That just happened to us.
Yes, it did.
And I know that's inside baseball and behind the scenes, but I love that just happened.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm not going to. I'm not telling. I'm not going to
tell the story.
No, I'm not telling the other person who's looking for the keys yet.
Right? No, of course not.
I want to see what happens.
Let them keep looking.
Again, it's inside baseball, and we apologize for that.
But yeah, they're around children.
Very funny though.
I've done Paul that. I've had my keys in my hands. It's like your phone. When you're talking on your phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a second.
Yes.
I can't find my phone.
Yes.
In my pocket.
I have done that.
Do you have so-and-so's number?
Yeah.
It's in my phone. Hang on. Where's my phone?
I know.
Yes. Hey, are we going to do Hurricane Harvey?
Oh.
Oh. Hurricane
Harvey. You mean like Pumpkinhead Harvey?
Yeah, Pumpkinhead Harvey.
Not while I'm in charge of the show.
Gather around, children. Paul Harris is going to tell you about the impending gas hike prices.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I was shocked as I was driving in here today. I expected gas prices to be up 20 or 30 cents.
I did, too, but it's coming. It's coming.
Now, is that going to be only if a refinery down there gets hit tomorrow, or
two of them are already down? They've already shut down two refineries. Yeah. And they said the two that they shut down supply one third of the gas. So they said we're going to have a spike.
Why do they insist on putting refineries in the ocean where hurricanes hit?
Well, that's where the oil tankers come.
Well, that makes sense.
It would be difficult to have them.
And what are the pipelines for?
You know, they wanted to put them in Nebraska. It's just hard to get those oil tankers to Nebraska.
Yes. Can't you dig a big gully or something?
But I'm shocked that they haven't already done it.
Right.
And the speculation that this was going to happen. As soon as they saw, well, yeah, the storms are going to hit Friday night and early Saturday morning, and I'm surprised the people who own gas stations didn't even wait for whatever information service they use that tells them all to change at the same time. I'm surprised at least a half a dozen of them, the operators, didn't go out there and say, find the four. We're gonna need the four again. It's going to be 240 something pretty soon. 250 something. Pretty soon. Well, let's hope that that doesn't happen, and certainly we hope that there aren't a lot of lives lost and a lot of damage down there. But it's not going to affect us, because we have magnificent weather.
But there are a lot of people have left. I saw that on the news. A lot of people are leaving, and then they said, and there are a few that want to ride it out.
Yes.
It's like, why? After all the footage you've seen of hurricanes that have come through and people that have lost everything,
yep,
and drown and everything else, why are you going to stay
because
and ride it out?
They are convinced that they're not going to be the unlucky ones.
Yeah.
They are blessed in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be able to, you know, and then they're the ones who have to have the Kickstarter campaign to build a new house.
Yes.
And ask people for money and all that sort of stuff.
GoFundMe.
I'll tell you who I want to salute here today. There's a bunch of St. Louis area firefighters.
Yes.
Who are either on their way there or some of them have already arrived there. And this is the nature of the men and women who do that job. These are people who, for a living, go in when everybody else is going out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what you do when you're fighting a fire. Everybody else is getting out of the building because it's burning. And you say, no, I'm going to go in and see if I can help solve this problem and save some lives. And they're the ones who are going to go down there. And I assume there are some EMTs among them. And they're going to serve a rescue purpose and do whatever they can to help out with whatever happens with Hurricane Harvey in Texas. Good for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We need people like that. I can tell you right now, they ain't going to be the four of us. We would be the out people. In fact, we'd be the lead of the out people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
We would be like George Costanza when there was a fire that broke out in the kitchen.
Correct.
We push the old lady out of the
pushing
way.
The kids and the old lady.
Yeah, they're out. Absolutely. But not before taking the eclair that's out funny. Of the trash.
Yes. That's right.
Yes, that's us. Awesome. You know what? We admit that. Here's the difference between us and you. You won't admit that, but that's you too.
Yep.
Yeah.
You two's going down there? Yeah. Bono and everybody? Wow.
They're doing a benefit concert for the idiots who stay. what else do I want to mention here? Our guest today has written a book about the movie Thelma and Louise, which 25 years ago was treated as if it were like a feminist manifesto, because Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis didn't take any stuff from any guys.
Including Brad Pitt?
Well, Gina Davis took something from Brad Pitt in that movie. And, I've always heard a rumor that the scene that they shot, the sex scene between the two of them that was shot in that movie, a lot of stuff was left on the editing room floor that was really, really steamy.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know, but we've got the woman who literally wrote the book on this subject, and she'll come on here in about 20 minutes or so and talk about that. Woman in Massachusetts, as we all know by now, is a very rich woman, $750 million.
Yeah.
She came forward yesterday.
Still don't get that. I don't understand that. With everything they tell you about when you win one of these, like, mega lotteries,
mm-hmm,
get a tax lawyer,
mm-hmm,
get this, get that.
Yep.
And she came out less than probably about 13 or 14 hours after she won.
Correct.
Maybe. In some states, you have to, though. In Missouri, you have to.
No, you do not.
I thought that we were one of the states.
You're talking about you have to disclose, you know, for advertising.
Yes,
for
that.
You have to be publicly identified.
I'm talking about coming forward.
Oh, sure. Okay.
You know, most people, they keep it quiet until you get everything in line. The tax lawyer, the, you know, all, whatever they have.
Financial advisors.
Thank you.
Security people.
Yes.
You know how dangerous it is to go out in public and say, I have $750 million, or whatever the lump sum payment was, three something,
yeah,
whatever, $100 million. Why would you do that? You wouldn't walk out of a casino and go, I just won $8,000.
Right. Yeah.
Why would you go on TV and publicly proclaim that?
Somebody follow me home.
I was talking several years ago about this law that we have in Missouri and other states have that force you to have your name publicly disclosed because I think it's horrible.
Yeah.
And I got a call from somebody at the State Lottery Commission or whatever it's called, and she said, well, we have to do that so people don't think it's rigged. First of all, the people who are playing the lottery are taking a 1 in 175 million chance.
Mm-hmm.
With Powerball, the odds are slightly lower. It's only 174 million for some of the other. I mean, it's ridiculous odds against you.
Yeah.
People are going to think it's rigged every time they don't win, regardless of whether you name the winner.
Right.
There are people, I guarantee you, there are people here today who are sure that that woman is married to somebody or related to somebody in the Powerball organization. I guarantee you there are conspiracy theorists out there who are saying that sort of stuff.
McGraw.
And these are...
Did McGraw say that this morning?
McGraw is such a cynic. He's such a cynic about this.
He thought the whole thing was set up, that she's a nice lady.
McGraw is just, I mean, he plays it, but he is such a naysayer.
I think the word you're looking for is loser. Because if he was a winner, he would not be saying
That's right.
None of the winners are upset at the way the whole system works. They are happy to cash the check.
Right.
But I think it's ridiculous that you are forced by law to reveal who you are and thus set yourself up for the predatory mob that is just waiting out there to come and go after you.
Oh, and you're just going to have people in general saying, can you help me?
Yep.
I need help. And then you're going to have charities just pounding down your door.
Real and bogus.
Yes. Yeah. And family and friends that you haven't seen for 25, 30 years.
I will take all of those heartaches. That's fine.
No, you don't have to, is my point.
No, but I hear all these stories like, oh, it's such a, woe is me, it's such a hard life for the woman who won $300 million. I'll take it. I'll take all the knocks and all the phone calls and give me money. It's fine.
No,
yeah,
but
we'll see.
But my point is, it's hard for her because she didn't wait and set up some sort of buffer between herself and the rest of the world. That's the important thing to do. Take the time. There's no rush to get that money. You're going to get that money.
Yeah.
Regardless, and by the way, I also think she's stupid to take it as a lump sum. When it's that much money, you're just asking for trouble. She would have been better off taking it as the, what is it, 25-year annuity?
Yeah.
Where you get a check every year. Imagine for the next 25 years, you got a check for $3 million or $30 million in her case.
What I've read, though, if you take the lump sum and then wisely invested, so of course there's a big question mark there, you could end up making more than $30 million.
That is true.
Yeah.
If you do it right. If right. Capital I, capital F, capital dot dot dot, you do it right.
But they did a story of like a documentary or something like that on lottery winners.
It was called Lucky.
Yeah.
I watched it.
And many of them are worse off after they won the lottery.
5 years later.
Yeah, 5 years later. Worse off than what they were before they won the lottery.
And they've alienated everybody who was their friend.
Yes.
There was one couple in that movie who won some huge, I mean, like, multi-hundred-million-dollar Powerball jackpot. And within a year, they had no friends left.
Yeah.
Because everybody was jealous of them, they didn't share the wealth as all their friends thought they had to. Not oh, you know what, it would be nice if you did, but no, you have to.
Yeah.
We don't have money and you have money. That's not fair. Well, you know what? Who needs friends like that?
Yeah.
You're better off without friends like that.
But
you're absolutely right, Dan. People who are not ready for it, who've never had money, once they get it, whew.
Greed sets in.
Everybody in the house gets a house.
Oh, yeah. And they go crazy. Well, they just start spending.
Mark Cuban, I guess, you know, the billionaire.
Yeah.
He gave advice online about if you win. And he said, you know, don't come forward. Get all your ducks in line. Get your financial advisor, tax advisor. You don't need, you know, say no to everybody. He said, people are going to come out and tell you, you know, they're going to want money. Give us money and say no to everybody, because in time, you're going to know who to give help out and give money to. Family members, a couple friends here and there.
Yep.
He said, basically, you know, this money isn't going to make you happy. necessarily. But he said, put the money in the bank. He said, if you just put the money in the bank, he said, not having any bills to pay for the rest of your life and have that worry off will make you happy. You don't need to go out and buy $1 million, you know, you don't, or $1 million house. You don't need all of this. You know, it's easy for a billionaire to say that, but, but I guess he's saying that if you've never had money and you're getting it, here's what to do. Relax.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's exciting. Yeah. You know, go out and do a couple things, but relax. It'll all come in place.
I remember one of the women in that documentary who, again, won some huge chunk of Powerball or Mega Millions money. Somebody asked her, what's the first thing you should do? And she said, okay, everybody knows you should get a financial advisor, you should get a lawyer, that sort of stuff. Here's what nobody tells you. Hire two people to open your mail.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're going to start getting more, and I'm sure in the email era that we live in now,
yeah.
it's going to be even worse.
Yeah.
You know, get a different phone number, all that sort of stuff, because you're just going to be bombarded with requests for that money from all those people who think they deserve it just because you have it. So that, Max, is why I'm...
I'll take it.
That's why Dan and I are saying, don't come forward within 13 hours.
Yeah. That shocked me.
Maybe I would want to come forward so I could just turn everybody down. So I could just deny everybody. Say, no, you don't get a car and you don't get a house.
It's the reverse Oprah.
Yes.
You don't get a car and you don't get a car. You don't get a car.
You don't get anything.
Max just wants to do it to go,
Pretty much.
Yeah. The only reason I would come forward that soon is sign the ticket, and I want to get the ticket and say, okay, here's the ticket, because all of a sudden I put the ticket somewhere, and then I'm like, oh, crap, where's that ticket?
I know I put it down next to my keys.
Man, I know.
You're right.
Check in the freezer. I always look in the freezer for stuff.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever lost a winning ticket, though?
Have those stories been out there?
The winning numbers, and they're gone?
Every year, every state lottery commission by law has to come out and say, you know what, you're running out of time for this jackpot or that jackpot or whatever it is, and there's lots of unclaimed money out there. Lots of it. None of it has your name on it. Don't even start thinking about that.
Either way, so it's not mine.
Yeah. By the way, you can come out the next day and say, I didn't win!
Yes.
I didn't win! I didn't win! And then you don't have to get anybody to answer your mail, Max.
True.
You don't have to get a financial advisor or any of that sort of stuff.
It's like now.
Your life doesn't change at all. That's it.
I always check those stupid little machines in the store or whatever. You take your ticket and scan it.
Where it rudely says, not a winner.
Yeah, not a winner. I go, I told the girl, I goes, this thing's broken. And she looks at it. I said, it keeps saying not a winner every time I put scan a ticket.
But that's better than saying you're a loser.
Yeah, I know. Hey, dumbass, you just lost.
I actually take it personally because I've got in the store, and before I even put the slip of paper in there, it says, you're not a winner. Come on! It's rude.
Yeah, right.
The last thing I want to mention here today before we bring our guest on is why is it you could no longer get fruit at the supermarket that is ripe? My local supermarket hasn't sold a yellow banana in 5 years.
Oh, no kidding. Everything's green.
They're all green.
Yeah.
In fact, it looks like they were plucked off the tree a day after they became officially bananas.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You know, I can go to the convenience. There's a Phillips 66 gas station near me.
Yeah,
I can go in there and get a banana and eat it right now.
Every morning.
I go into the supermarket, and I got to wait a week and a half.
Yeah, because if you try to eat a banana that even just is like barely green but also mostly yellow,
yeah,
it's like hard.
Yes, bananas should not be crunchy.
No.
Also, the
no.
I think you know there's something wrong. What happened to you today? I chipped a tooth on a banana.
Yeah.
What? Yes, I took the peel off.
Yeah.
And it's not just bananas. Same thing with watermelon and cantaloupe.
Oh, cantaloupe. Cantaloupe, I know. It drives me crazy.
These were the three greatest summer fruits. Well, you can get bananas all year long now because they get them from South America. But watermelon and cantaloupe, I used to look forward to having those all summer long. You cannot get them ripe anymore.
No. Cantaloupe, it bums me out, and then it makes me mad. You get, and you think you've got one. You feel it, and you're trying to, you know, do all this crap to it.
Yeah.
And then you come home, and you cut it open, and you're all set. And you go,
Right.
It's like, ah!
What else in the supermarket goes like that? You go to buy some boneless chicken breasts, you could eat them the same day.
Yeah.
don't eat these today. They'll be ready in 5 days. No, they'll be bad in 5 days. don't eat those in 5 days. You got to eat those today. But the banana and the watermelon, you can't have them for dessert.
But now think about it. You go get a bunch of bananas.
Yes.
And they're all yellow. Do you eat them enough that they won't, you know, like if they're yellow, if they're ripe,
yes,
and you get six, let's say there's six in the bunch, let's say there's eight in the bunch,
okay. Don't, you can break them off and not take eight.
Yeah,
take home right. Four. Take
okay,
home
there
six.
You go.
And my wife and I, when they get to the right point, we'll eat a banana every day.
Yeah, I do.
So
yeah,
okay, so if I six go, bananas will yeah. last us 3 days. Then I'll go buy more.
If I go into a store to buy something, it's because I want it that day,
right.
Normally. And yeah, so if okay. I'm buying a bunch of bananas, I probably want a banana later on that day.
Yes.
Well, Paul's got the answer. Go to Phillips 66.
We live in the on-demand society.
Mm-hmm.
We got these things in our pockets that will answer any question we want about anything immediately. You want to watch a TV show you missed? You can get it on your DVR immediately when you want it. You want a ripe banana? You can't have one.
Yeah, right.
I'll do that. I'll do one. I'll do like three or four bananas, and then I bring them home, and I'll have one, two, and then I'll have the third one, and then I leave the fourth one sitting there, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I need to eat that, because then all
yes.
of a sudden those little black dots start yes. showing up on it, and then it's like the next day, it's like all hell broke loose, and this thing turned into some big brew.
Absolutely yeah. right. I've had my wife leave me a note, for God's sakes, eat a banana.
I know.
Yeah. You have 30 seconds before it goes bad.
They're turning black.
And somebody told me that you could take bananas and put them in a brown paper bag no. and leave them there.
Oh, yeah.
And that will help ripen them.
Yes.
And it's peaches,
it will, too. And it's peach and it's tomatoes.
And tall boys, too.
Tall boys? No, you just drink them out of
the
bag.
Oh, okay. Okay, drink them out of the bag. Okay.
When I drank, there was no way the tall boy was going to last to ripen. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about one of the, I guess you would call it a game-changing movies from a quarter century ago, Thelma and Louise, with a woman who's literally written the book on the subject. Coming up next here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's time for a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you do have an accident. In fact, they had the highway shut down for a short time, but it's on southbound 55 at Gasconade. Now the two left lanes are getting through, two right lanes shut down. Traffic is backing up. Oh, it looks like almost a graboid. Another accident reported on westbound highway 4064 at Clarkson. We have westbound 40 drivers slowing already from Clayton Warson out through highway 270. Southbound 270 is on the brakes from Page all the way down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 between Arsenal and Shrewsbury through the work zone there, and eastbound Highway 270 is just a bit slow now as you approach Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by Little Caesars, where you can enjoy a large classic pepperoni pizza for only $5. It's hot and ready all day, every day at Little Caesars, plus tax at participating locations. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My air conditioner broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my air conditioner.
Sorry.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus major components of 20 other home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-3168. Homeowners insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Be sure with the Shield. American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-3168. That's 1-800-600-3168. 1-800-600-3168.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top three promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top three promotional items for driving new customers. Get them now by texting TOP to 642642. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4 Imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. So get the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers by texting TOP to 642642. That's T-O-P to 642642.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains 2 DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-597-8179 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-597-8179 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus 2 free tickets to a live training event and a free $20 Visa gift card just for attending. Call 800-597-8179. That's 800-597-8179 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly in Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Medical alert. Recent studies have linked the commercial herbicide Roundup with a significant increase in non-Hodgkin lymphoma. If you or a loved one were exposed to Roundup at work and then developed non-Hodgkin lymphoma, you may be entitled to financial compensation and you have the right to take action. Call the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, Pensacola, Florida, toll-free for a free consultation at 800-340-6621. Don't delay. Call today. That's 800-340-6621. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you, whether you're at home, your business, or online. We help keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling for less than a dollar a day. ADT, home, safe home.
It's almost here.
It's almost here.
The KTRS Nestle Purina Radiothon will be held on Wednesday, August 30th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
It's almost here.
Every donation counts, and you can help right away, if not sooner. For a $200 donation, you get 4 tickets to the September 13th Cardinals game and 4 tickets to one of 3 St. Louis Blues preseason games.
But wait, there's more.
You'll be automatically entered into a drawing for 4 tickets to see Billy Joel at Busch Stadium on September 21st.
How cool is that?
Go to KTRS.com and look for the KTRS Radiothon tab to get more information and make your donation now.
Are you hungry, thirsty, want to shoot some darts, billiards, or play a little Keno? How about karaoke? Dillon Sports Pub and Grill in Arnold, Missouri is open 365 days a year. We open at 6 a.m. every day. We're open on Sundays. We never close. Home of the perfect Bloody Mary, breakfast pizza, and some amazing wings, biscuits, and gravy. Dillon's is the last place on earth that you can eat, drink, and smoke. Located just 5 minutes south of 55 and 270. Friend us on Facebook and you might receive a free appetizer with your food and beverage purchase. Tell them Big E sent you.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Switch to Boost Mobile's best family plan and get 4 lines for just $25 each line, each with unlimited gigs. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Mm-hmm.
1991, movie screens across America were hit with a movie that shocked a lot of people. It was a movie about an Arkansas waitress and a housewife who are going off to spend the weekend together, and before they know what they've done, they've shot a guy who's tried to rape one of them, and then they have to take off, and they're outlaws on the run in a 66 Thunderbird. The women were played by Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis. The movie was called Thelma and Louise, and now Becky Aikman, more than a quarter century later, has written a book all about the making of that movie and how it changed Hollywood. It's called Off the Cliff, How the Making of Thelma and Louise Drove Hollywood to the Edge. Becky, welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Before we talk about the effect the movie had, tell me its origin story.
Well, this movie was so like other movies that got made at the time, and one reason is that the main person who created it had no idea what she was doing. She was a 30-year-old former waitress who worked behind the scenes on really cheesy music videos. Her name was Callie Curry, and this screenplay was the very first thing she ever wrote. She poured all of her frustration about her own thwarted ambitions in her life into this one screenplay. She didn't realize it was not the kind of movie that got made. She said to me, "I wasn't writing the kind of movie that got made. I was writing the movie I wanted to see."
Hmm. So at the time, there were very few movies that starred two women. We're talking about the late 80s, early 90s, right?
Right, yes, it was very, very rare. There were only one or two a year that had a woman in the lead. And frankly, it's not a whole lot better now, although it's slightly better.
Yeah, but the difference for Callie Curry was this. Talk about kickstarting a career, like Sylvester Stallone with Rocky. First script out of the gate, Oscar winner for best screenplay.
That's right. She was the first woman in 60 years to win best original screenplay. Writing without a male partner. There were one or two in between who wrote with partners, but she was the first one in 60 years, so it was quite a debut.
All right, now I'm guessing that because of the way Hollywood was at the time, so male-dominated, it still is, but to a slightly lesser extent, but in those days it was really, really male-dominated. I'm guessing that a lot of the male movie executives read this and said, "What? They shoot the guy and then they shoot the truck and then no, we can't have women acting like this in movies.
Women running amok. Yes, it terrified them. Many people in Hollywood were interested in the screenplay because it was so well written, but every studio one turned it down because it just made them so uncomfortable. It's hard to believe now because the movie's considered a classic now and people love it. But at the time, it scared everybody off.
Did they try to talk her out of the ending?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody tried to talk her out of the ending. They tried to talk her out of all kinds of things. Many people said maybe we should make the movie but have guys in the part. Or we should have a guy rescue the women in the end instead of them deciding their own fate. And just about everybody wanted them to change that controversial ending. She probably could have got the movie made if she agreed to some of these changes, but she held fast and waited for someone who agreed to make it the way she wrote it.
I will say this, Becky. I have a friend by the name of Rob Becker, who's a comedian who used to come on my show regularly, right around the time this movie was coming out. And he used to say, you know, the women think this is an empowering ending where Thelma and Louise drive the Thunderbird off the cliff in the Grand Canyon. There's no guy movie that ends that way. I mean, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, they come out shooting knowing they're going to die. Every other movie in which the guys may go to their death at the end has them fighting for it. Why did these women have to go off the cliff?
Well, I understand people who think that it's a bad message, that the only way to win is to lose here. But the makers of the movie never really intended it to be taken all that literally. They saw it as more of a metaphor for them choosing their fate and choosing freedom. And, you know, frankly, if you want to look at Butch and Sundance, they took out a lot of innocent people with them.
Yeah.
Is that more admirable than going out on your own?
Yeah.
I think that's debatable. But the people who made it didn't quite see it as everybody saying, wow, I've got to go drive off a cliff and do this. they saw it as it's making a statement. It's a powerful statement. It will get people talking, but they didn't really intend for us to take it so personally, I think.
Yeah, you have a quote in the book from, I believe, Susan Sarandon, who says, people are upset at us because these women are such outlaws. Three people died in our movie. How many die in a Clint Eastwood, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Sylvester Stallone movie of that time?
Right. I actually did the math, and dozens of people died in Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Yep.
Many of them innocent bystanders, I'm sure. In this movie, of the three, two were the heroines, and one was a guy who we all admit is a very bad dude.
Mm-hmm. How did it end
up? But the movie also had a conscience about it. I mean, the movie recognized that shooting that guy, even though he was attempting to rape one of them, they did recognize that they'd done the wrong thing and they had to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't rah-rah, isn't this great, let's go out and shoot people.
Right. How did it end up, Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis?
Oh, you know, every female star in Hollywood wanted these parts, because it was very rare to get really meaty, interesting parts with multi-layered women. Most of the women in movies were the passive girlfriends standing around in the background. So everybody wanted these parts. The first two women who were cast were big stars at the time, Jodie Foster and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Wow.
They had to drop out when there were a lot of delays trying to put the whole thing together. And then there was a free-for-all with every agent in town pitching their clients. Some of the top contenders included Cher. And also Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn personally pitched themselves as a team to do the movie. But Ridley Scott, who wound up directing it, never really wanted big, big stars who would overshadow the characters, because they're supposed to be regular women that we can all identify with. So even though Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon were stars, they were not quite at that megawatt level.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought that they could be more ordinary in the roles.
By the way, we should point out to anybody who laughed when you said Cher, she was a serious dramatic actress who had a lot of positive attention in that era for movies like Mask and Silkwood and several other things that she was doing at the time. She would have been one of the names that any studio would have loved to have locked up for this movie.
You are so totally right. People do laugh because they don't think of her in that way, but she had just come off winning Best Actress Oscar for Moonstruck. So she was a big star and would have been quite a box office draw in the movie.
What was the relationship like between Gina Davis, Susan Sarandon, and the director Ridley Scott?
Well, that's a great question, because Ridley Scott was considered such a strange choice to direct this women's film. He was considered a guy's guy. He smoked a cigar on the set. He was known for making these big action sci-fi kind of movies. But he's the one who really was responsible for plucking that script and recognizing its quality. And at first he didn't want to make the film because he didn't feel like he understood women well enough. But when he decided to do it, he really listened to Callie Curry about her feelings about everything in the script. And then he cast these two stars who are really intelligent, forthright stars who spoke up on the set all the time. And they had quite an active collaboration. Sometimes Susan Sarandon and Ridley Scott didn't get along perfectly every moment, but they were all very assertive about wanting the movie to be the best it could be. And I think having those two female stars on the set kept it real. They didn't let it skew off into cliches that we see in other movies about women.
Is it true that Ridley Scott wanted Gina Davis to do a topless scene in the movie?
Well, that's one of those moments, yes. He suggested that. He said, this is a day when you're feeling really great and really free. Why don't you take your top off and wave it around? And Gina told Susan about this, and Susan, being the more outspoken of the two, walked right up to him and set him straight. This is not the sort of thing women do when they're feeling great and free. So it never made it into the movie, luckily, and it's one of the things that keeps it real.
Yeah. Speaking of, I guess, sexy things, we got to mention Brad Davis here. This was his, Brad Pitt, rather. This is Brad Pitt's first movie. He played J.D., this hitchhiking loner who they pick up, and Gina Davis has this sex scene with him. I've always heard that what we saw on the screen was nothing compared to what was left on the editing room floor. What do you know about that?
Well, that is actually true. Those who have seen it say it is one of the steamiest scenes ever put on film. They showed remarkable discipline when it came time to cutting the movie, saying it would skew the movie too far off to include this really steamy sex scene. So they scaled it back to, but it's still a pretty steamy sex scene, let's face it.
Mm-hmm. How did the movie do when it first came out?
The movie did well. It wasn't like a giant blockbuster, but considering that it didn't have much of a marketing budget or anything, it did well. It opened sort of the way an average movie would. And what was interesting was that it grew week to week because it was such a sensation and word of mouth was so strong that more and more people went over time, unlike most movies where it falls off pretty fast after the first weekend.
I read an interview with Gina Davis in which she said it would have been a much bigger hit if the studio hadn't marketed it wrong. Is that true?
Well, it's not so much that they did it wrong. They just didn't have any money. The only studio that was willing to make this movie was a very financially troubled studio called Pathé Entertainment. It was really going down the tubes about the time that the movie was coming out. They didn't even have the money to pay for a poster at one point. They couldn't get the film back from the lab because they couldn't pay the bill. So they really couldn't take out the kind of big ads. I remember I actually saw it on opening day, and it blew my mind because I hadn't heard about this movie before this moment. And when I saw it, I could not believe that a movie like this was out there, and I hadn't been told all about it in a lot of advertising.
So after it became a hit, thanks to all of that word of mouth you just mentioned, did it change anything in Hollywood?
Oh, that's the tough question. Everybody thought it would, because it showed that you could get a huge response to a woman's movie, that it could make money, that it would win lots of awards. It's become a beloved film. But Hollywood's attitudes about this were very entrenched. And over time, there hasn't been a whole lot of progress with women writers, women directors, movies with women in the leads. The numbers are not that much different now than they were back then. I think everybody's hoping that Wonder Woman will have a big effect now because it has made a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Hollywood is taking notice of that for sure.
Yeah, they said the same thing when Catherine Bigelow won the Oscar for The Hurt Locker. Oh, this is going to open up a lot of doors for more women. Didn't really.
Well, maybe. It's still really tough. And, you know, it's funny because women are really good at telling stories. Women do very well at writing books. They write bestsellers. But in Hollywood, somebody has to put up a lot of money for you to make a movie, and the people who hold those purse strings are still very conservative about thinking women can't handle a giant project like that. So it's been very hard. Despite every few years, a big movie comes out where everyone says, ah, see, proof that it works. It's still been hard going forward. Let's hope it's about to really change.
Last thing I want to ask you about, Becky, is the effect it had on the people who starred in it. Susan Sarandon was already a star, and after this, her next few movies were hits like The Player and Lorenzo's Oil, The Client. She won an Oscar for Dead Man Walking, and, of course, she's got a vibrant career to this day. Brad Pitt, of course, he may have gotten the biggest career boost from this, went on to be a mega star. But Gina Davis, after this, she did League of Their Own, then she made 5 Bombs, and then 3 Stuart Littles, and now she's kind of an afterthought in Hollywood. What happened there?
Well, it's yet another example. There are so few movies in any given year with a leading role for a woman. If you have a couple missteps, that's it. You're toast, because there's so much competition for those few parts.
Mm.
Susan Sarandon, I think, played a very smart game. She didn't necessarily go for the leads in movies. She would play a supporting character. She would pick interesting smaller projects. And she really kept her career going. She's a great example of longevity in Hollywood. But it's really hard for everybody else. Look at all those people who competed for Thelma and Louise. They were great actresses, but there were only those two parts. That was it.
Yeah. The book is called Off the Cliff, How the Making of Thelma and Louise Drove Hollywood to the Edge. The author is Becky Aikman. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
It was fun. Thank you.
I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And it's time for another check on traffic with Tim Wiley.
Already a mess out there, Dan. We've got an accident on westbound Highway 70 before the Blanchette Bridge that has you backed up all the way to the airport. You've got an accident. Only the right off-ramp lane to Chesterfield Parkway West is getting through on westbound 4064 at Clarkson. All the other lanes are blocked and traffic is jammed back to Mason. They're still working with the accident. Only the two left lanes are open on southbound 55 south of Gasconade. You're backed up into downtown toward the Poplar Street Bridge. And on southbound 55 at McNutt, you've got another accident. Only the left lane is getting through. Traffic is slow north of Highway Z. Other than that, it's normal traffic. It's southbound Highway 270, stop and go in pockets between Page and Doherty Ferry. Westbound Highway 40, you did have an incident at Hampton. That's been cleared, but traffic is slow from Vandeventer through Clayton Skinker. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have everyday low prices on the office items you use most, like paper, ink, and toner. And the latest tech, plus special deals for even more savings. More at stores or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Desk.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. So are you going to have enough money to travel and be there when your first grandchild is born? Well, you can if you start planning now. Smart retirement planning includes knowing what will happen in all kinds of scenarios. How will your portfolio perform when we experience yet another, quote, market correction? You know, today it's easy to ignore things, and most people do, but not you. You want to know the best ways to thrive in any economy. So here's what you need to do today. Call 314-328-6000 right now. Call Heisey Advisory Group to have your retirement portfolio stress tested. 314-328-6000. When you meet with Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler, you're going to learn what your risk is during a market correction. They treat you like family because they know that family moments, you know, like visiting your grandchildren, well, that's what's most important. Call 314-328-6000 right now.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550. No matter where in the world you are, it only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
I'm very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS. This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550.
Green and
KTRS.